会以前的这个夏国海弟兄
always reminds me brother 国海夏 in our church。
他是从河南这个农大在这边来学果树研究的。
He was from Henan province and he came to Cornell to study agriculture。
就是在他离开伊萨克的前一年呢，他在这个康奈尔果园做实验。
Before he left Cornell, he came to our church.
Yeah, he did some experiment in orchard, Cornell orchard. 他实验以后呢，他就上下了几棵果树。
After his experiments, he left. Have some apple trees left.
他就问我们要不要，所以我们就要了这个几棵果树。
So he asked us if we want some apple trees.
然后就栽到我们的院子里边。
And plant in our garden.
在一年以后呢，他还来给我们还进行了修剪。
So after 1 year, he came to our house to prune the trees.
现在的果树呢已经长大了。
Now all the trees have grown taller.
看这现在就是果树长成这个样子。
So these are the apple trees now.
但是前年这个果树果子结的最多。
So in 2014, the apples grow the most.
对，这个，但是这是在去年呢，就是结就不太理想。
But it was out of expectation last year.
我想与天气有关系。
So weather was one of the reasons.
可能我觉得还是我们不会修剪。
But more importantly, it was because we do not know how to prune the trees well.
所以我觉得又在想，我说要国海弟兄要在的话，可能我们这个果树可能会结果更多。
I was hoping Brother Sha could be here so to help us how to prune the trees so the trees can bear more fruits.
所以在圣经里边有许多处，这个用结果子来比喻我们生命的表现。
So in the Bible, there are many verses on bearing fruits to represent one's life.
我想这个凡属于神的人。我们都有我们心里面都有这神的生命。
So whoever belongs to God will have a godly life.
我想这个生命如果长到一定程度的时候，就可以结出果子来。
When this godly life matures someday, it will start to bear fruit.
所以在马太福音呢，这个7:17说是凡好树呢都结好果子，还有这个坏树呢，就是要唯独坏树呢结坏果子。
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 17, likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以我们凭着一个人他能够所结的果子呢，就能够认出他的生命来。
Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
那么什么是生命的果子呢？
So what is the fruit of life?
在加拉太书5:22-23说。
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-23.
对，他是说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、灵善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以我们弟兄姐妹应该想一想，说我们刚有没有结果子。
So brothers and sisters, do we bear any of this fruit?
就是我们有没有最近有没有不要想一下最近有没有结果子。
Do we bear any fruits recently?
那么怎么才能够多结果子呢？
So how can we bear more fruits?
我们就应该从今天的圣经来今天的经文来看，我可以就从三个方面来看。
So let's take a look at the following three aspects from the Bible.
我觉得第一个呢，就是要连在这个真葡萄树上。
So the first one, I think, is to bind to the true vine.
这个主耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener."
那主耶稣首先在这里强调说他是真葡萄树。
Jesus first emphasized that he is the true vine.
那么就是说，就肯定就有假葡萄树。
That means there must be like false wine.
我想主耶稣就在这主要强调，就是说我们要提防假葡萄树。
So his purpose here is to warn us to watch out for those false vine.
我觉得现在这个科技很发达，你有没有看见到有些地方看见摆的树啊，看起来就是很真，但实际上是很实际上是假的。
So nowadays the technologies are very advancing. False trees and flowers can be made to deceive people.
所以我这边有这个有两张图，你可以其中一张是假的，不知道你能不能看出来。
So here are two pictures. One is true, while the other one is not.
所以我们应该有分辨能力。
So we have to, we should have the ability to distinguish.
所以我们应该分辨这个假葡萄树。
To distinguish the false vines.
所以耶稣在这里边说的假葡萄树，但是指的是谁呢？
So here, who was the false vine that Jesus pointed out?
指的就是当时的这个文士和法利赛人。
It was the teachers of the law and Pharisees.
还有这个假先知，还有假师傅。
And false prophets and false masters.
所以我们来先看一看的第一个这个假葡萄树，就是文士和法利赛人。
So let's look at the first false vine, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
对，在这个马太福音23:27也说，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
In Matthew chapter 23:27, woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
You hypocrites, you are like a whitewashed tombs.Which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean.
你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，但里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
所以通过耶稣来责备这个法利赛人和这文士，我们可以知道这些人呢，他们是一群这个假冒伪善的人。
So we know that those teachers of the law and the Pharisees are hypocrites because Jesus was criticizing them.
他们只有这个敬虔的外表，但是没有敬虔的内心。
They only care about the outside but not the inside.
他们自以为他们是义人，但他却不接受耶稣做救主。
They appear to be faithful in front of people, but they do not accept Jesus as their savior.
他自己不接受耶稣做救主，也阻止别人信主。
They not only deny Jesus as their life savior, but also prevent others from believing.
所以他们这样做呢，就是既害人呢，又害己。
So they not only harms themselves, but also others.
所以就是说有祸了。
So they must be perished.
那么我们在今天我们所要提防的这个文士和法利赛人是谁呢？
So who are the teachers of the law and Pharisees we need to be watch out today?
不过我刚开始在想的时候，真是想不出来。
I do not know anyone at the beginning.
因为这个在教会好像在的话，真的是想。最后想了一下，想通了，觉得这个法利赛人呢，实际上是近在天边呢，就远在天边呢，近在眼前。
But I realized that they are not that far away.
就是我们自己。
We ourselves actually are those teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
我们想一想看。
So let's think about it.
所以文士和法利赛人他假冒伪善，表里不一。
So the teachers of the law and the Pharisees are hypocrites.
所以我们有没有这个言行不一的时候？
Do we behave similar to them?
我们有没有说的好听，但却做不出来？
Only speak good things with our mouth, but never take any actions.
主耶稣也在这个马太福音23-24说，这个法利赛人他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
In Matthew chapter 23:4.Jesus said to the Pharisees, they tied up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
我们有没有就是像想说的是拿起手电筒来，就是只照别人不照自己？
So do we only see others' problems but not our own?
我们有没有看见就是弟兄 姐妹她们眼中的刺，却没有看见我们自己 眼里边的梁木。
So do we only look at the speck of the sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
我们有没有说常常论断别人，但自己呢却犯同样的错误？
Do we often judge others but often overlook our same mistakes?
但虽然我们没有像说法利赛人那样要去阻止别人去信主。
Although we are not exactly the same as the Pharisees to prevent others from believing in Jesus Christ.
但我们有没有不好的这个言语行为绊倒别人呢？
But do we have ungodly words and deeds that block others?
我们有没有不好的见证影响别人信主呢？
Do we have bad testimonies that influence others in believing in Christ?
所以弟兄姐妹，这些就是假葡萄树。
So all these are false wine that
它就影响我们结果子。
That will affect us from bearing fruit.
所以我们不可以掉以轻心。
We must keep mindful.
我们没有的话，我们要警醒提防。
If yet you are not,
那么有了就有了，我们就应该改正。
But if you are corrected right away.
那么我们再看看第二种假葡萄树。
So let's take a look at the second false wine.
第二种假葡萄树就是这个假师傅、假先知。
They are the false teachers and false prophets.
那么在这个圣经提摩太后书也说，二章一节说，从前在百姓中有假先知起来。
So in Second Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, but there were also false prophets among the people.
说将来在你们中间必有假师傅。私自引进陷害人的异端。
Just as there will be false teachers among you, they will secretly introduce destructive heresies.
将来有许多人随从他们的邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
在马可福音十三章六节也说将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
So in Mark chapter 13 verse 6, many will come in my name claiming I am he and will deceive many.
那么圣经中这个先知的意思呢，就是传言者，是代表神说话。
So in the Bible, the prophet means the one who speaks for God.
那么这个师父呢，就等于这个教师，等于夫子，还有先生，他们是教导神的这个真道。
The master means teacher who teaches the truth of God.
所以先知和师父的职责呢，是要把真理传给百姓。
So prophets and teachers are responsible for telling the truth to the people.
如果他们不按照这真理来教导，反而违背真理的观念，那么就是这个假先知、假师父。
So if their teaching do not follow the truth but the evil, then they must force prophets and teachers.
所以假先知、假师傅呢，存在于每一个世代当中。
So false prophets and false teachers are always there.
对，在旧约有。
From the Old Testament.
在这个初期的教会时期有。
And the establishment of the church.
在我们今天也有。
Until today.
我不知道，就是说，我们。中间有没有人知道这个叫做 Joel Osteen 这个人？
Any one of you know Joel Osteen？
他是这个 Houston 一间非常大的教会在这个教会做牧师。
He is the pastor in a big church in Houston。
他们教会大概有好几千人。
There are thousands of members in that church。
所以，因为他们教会的人数很多呢，他们就把这个橄榄，就是那边一个橄榄球的球场就买下来。
They bought a football field because the fast-growing numbers of members.
他写的这书呢，也是这个《纽约时报》列为最畅销的书之一。
So his books were one of the best-selling books in New York Times.
他的讲道呢，还在这个电视这个网络上面来播放。
His preaching was broadcasting in the shows.
我第一次听他讲道，就觉得这个人觉得很好。
So the first time when I heard his preaching, I was impressed by his words.
他用了这个圣经的一个就是说哥罗西书第三章二十三节这个一节经文说，无论做什么都要从心里做，好像是跟神做的，不是跟人做的。
So he quoted one of the Bible verse for his entire sermon. It was in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man.
对，他就告诉说，你教导人，我们不需要，我们不能要做什么，不是，不但要把我们本职的工作要做好。
So he teaches the congregation not only to try your best.
并且要多做，要他说。真的，这个就是 work extra mile.
But also work extra harder.
对，但是这个我以后听了几次，就接着听了几篇道以后，就感觉有点不对劲。
So after hearing a few more preachings from him, I felt something is not right in his sermon.
他每一次讲到大概就是那么一节或者半节的经文。
So in all his sermons, he only used one or part of a Bible verse without.
并且没有这个不联系这个上下文，有时候就断章取义。
So、without any context.
从来不提罪，从来不提悔改。
He never mentioned about sins, repentance.
也不提这个背十字架，也不提做门徒。
The cross or the disciples.
但每一次就是说让你好好努力，那么努力呢就可以得到好的工作，得到好的这个升职。
He always urged people to work hard to get high positions in work, promotions.
你有这个应该有好的追求，好的这个高的收入，有大的房子。
High salaries and luxury houses.
他一次他就说，哎，我一次他就去出差就祷告，哎，结果一祷告呢，神就让他从这个经济舱呢换到这个头等舱。
So he mentioned one time in his business trip, he prayed that God would promote him.From the economic seat to the business seat in an airplane.
他说他们第一次和太太看见一个房子，他们很想买，大概那个房子大概那个时候值10万块钱。
So also one time he and his wife are considering to buy a house.
结果他就当时他想他们只能够付这个60%，是付6万块钱。
So the house costs $100,000, but they only can pay 60% of that cost.
结果他就和他太太去祷告。
So they pray together.
那最后真的于这个6万块钱就买下了。
So at the end, they really purchased the house with 60% of the cost.
你觉得这个合理吗
？So do you think this is reasonable?
所以我觉得什么东西都有一个就是范围在里边。
So everything has its limit.
对。就是说你可以对，但是对你来说你可以省了这个40%，那么对卖的人来说呢，他是不是就损失了40%？
So for you, you save 40%, but for the house seller, he will lose 40% of the money.
所以他常常传道呢，就是一个成功的这个成功的这个神学。
So he's preaching centers on being successful.
这个不是以基督为主的福音
Not center on Jesus Christ.
所以他这个传道呢其实也迎合了许多的一些人的这个听众的需要
So his preachings are favor to many of the congregation
所以呢他也吸引了很多的听众
So he attracts many people to his sermon
他也口口常常的说我们是要为主我们是他也是要这个也是用圣经
So he always claimed he served for God
所以这种假师傅我觉得最能够迷惑人
So this type of false teachers deceive many people
所以我们要多读经多祷告要多加小心
So we must read a Bible and pray
我们只有能够将神的话藏在心中我们才能够抵挡这些假师傅
So we should abide more to God's words to protect ourselves.
说今天不仅有这个假师父假先生还有假基督。
So today there are not only false teachers and prophets, but also false Christ.
对，我们都有些人都听过这个法轮功的这个创始人李洪志就称他自己是这个救世主。
So many of you may know法轮功so the creator of 法轮功is 智宏李。
对，在10多年前，有一对这个夫妇，他们来参加我们教会的布道会。
So 10 years ago, there was a couple who come to our evangelical meeting.
所以和他们交谈以后，我知道这个男的呢，他是在这个 Geneva 那边这个做博士后。
So after talking with them, I found that the husband was working in Geneva as a postdoc.
女的呢是在 Plant Science 做读博士。
The wife was a PhD student in Plant Science.
在这个布道会呢，布道会以后呢，我就邀请他们来参加我们这个查经班。
So after the evangelical meeting, I invited them to our Bible studies.
但是他们就借口忙就没有来。
But they always use busy schedule as excuses.
过了一段以后，我忽然发现那个时候那个中国同学会有一个这个 email list， 他们在那里边就发了一个广告，说他们要召开一个气功训练班。
So not long later, I saw an email from the Cornell Chinese student email list, advertising a 气功 practice class.
所以当时看见他们的名字，我觉得以前见过很熟悉，说我就想去看看到底是个什么班。
I saw their name was on the email list, so I was curious about the class.
结果我就去了，结果发现他们实际上是这个以练气功为名，实际上他们在传授的是法轮功。
So I went to their meeting and realized that they actually are teaching 法轮功 to the attendees.
他们看见我以后就告诉解释说这个。其实这个法轮功和基督教都是一样的，都是叫人为善的，并且法轮功还能够强壮身体。
So when they saw me, they explained to me that 法轮功 is the same as Christianity, both teaches people to do good deeds, and 法轮功 can also build healthy bodies.
但是我告诉他，我说这个基督教法轮功是不一样的。
But I told them that 法轮功 and Christianity are
completely
different.
有根本的区别。所以你信耶稣能得救，你这信法轮功你不能，你却不能。
So one who believes in Jesus Christ will be saved, but not 法轮功。
就看见他们好像也没法和他去争辩，最后我就走了，他们也听不进去，对。
But they would not listen to me anymore, so I left.
不过以后呢，还听说他们非常热心的来这个举办这个气功训练班。
So later, I heard that the couple was very passionate on the气功 practice，
并且这男的还常常去纽约去这个参加这个李洪志的讲座。
And the husband often attended Zhi Hong Li's talks in New York City.
但过了大概一年以后，偶然呢，我就看到一个报道，说是这个在 Jordan， 他举行这个 funeral house 举行这个葬礼，这个男的这个葬礼。
So one year later, I accidentally read a news from Jordan, and to my surprise, there was a funeral for the husband.
所以我就大吃一惊，我说这个年年轻轻的怎么马上就过世了。
So I was asking why such a young man died.
最后再打听才知道这个是男的，是这个走火练功了，走火入魔，最后呢就自杀了。
So after asking others, I found that the husband became abnormal after practicing the Qigong.And committed suicide.
所以听到这个消息以后，我这个心里边也很沉重，也很惋惜。
So I was sad and felt pity after hearing this news.
我很惋惜，就是说他这个连在这个假葡萄树上。
What a pity that he abided to the false wine.
结果呢，他就是送上了自己的生命。
And lost his life.
我想，如果他当时能够来我们查经班，能够。信耶稣基督，我想他的生命有完全的不同的结局。
I was thinking if he could join our Bible studies and believe in Christ, his life will be completely different.
其实就是我想这个法轮功呢，它肯定有许多这些反面例子，但是他们从来不提。
I believe that there are many such examples in 法轮功, but they would refuse to talk about it.
其实这个法轮功，这个是真是假，我觉得有常识的人，你可能一点都可以啊，就可以都不难，就是说一点也不难识破。
So it is, indeed, it is not hard to judge whether 法轮功 is true or false.
如果就是很简单，如果这个李洪志对，他是这个法轮功真的话，李洪志为什么躲在纽约不敢回中国
？If so, why why Zhi Hong Li hide in New York City?
让他的
instead of going back to China.
对，让他的跟随者在中国受苦，但他在这边，在这个美国，在纽约受享福。
And let his followers suffer in the prison in China while he's enjoying life in the U.S.
那真金不怕火炼，他怕什么呀？
So real gold can sustain in fire. What is he afraid of?
因为他知道挡着他去中国就是坐牢，就去受苦。
He knew that if he goes back to China, he will be put to prison.
但是我们看看主耶稣他是怎么做的。
But let's look at how Jesus Christ responded.
他知道他到耶路撒冷，他要去受死，他要去钉十字架。
Jesus knew that he would be nailed on the cross in Jerusalem.
但是他还是去。
But he insisted to go there.
他愿意为这个人类的罪能够钉十字架。
And willing to sacrifice himself.To wash our sins.
所以、啊、这就是、啊、真理，这就是道路。
So this is the truth and the way.
那么当然就是说、啊、我们就是要识别这些假葡萄树，主要还是要靠神的话语。
So to distinguish those false vines, we need to depend upon God's words.
所以还有一些这个假基督，常常就是像在。国内还有什么东方闪电，所以我们一定要提防他们。
So there are some other false vines like 东方闪电。
Yeah.
In China.
Okay. 其实在美国也有其他的一些这个假基督啊。
There are also other false vines in false Christ in America.
所以我们不要掉以轻心。
So we must be mindful.
那么第二个方面呢，就是。
So the second.
连着葡萄树第二方面就是要认罪悔改。
We must admit our sins and repent.
那么许多时候呢，我们没有和这个假葡萄树连起呢，就因为我们这个中间呢有了障碍。
So many times the reason we did not abide to the true vine was because of a hindrance in between.
这障碍呢，就是我们的罪隔绝了我们与神沟通的管道。
So this hindrance blocks us from communicating with God.
其实看着连在这个葡萄连起来的，实际上就是说中早已这个障碍呢，就阻止我们与它这个连接。
So, although it seems like we were connecting with the wine, but we
are,、对我这个就是这个有个照片提到就是按时之后这个蔡淑娟。
So we have a sister, 淑娟才。
对，她那个就是他说他在这个 早年他们家乡呢都用的是从山里边就是下来这个山泉水。
So in early years she consumed water from the water spring in the mountain in her hometown.
他说从这个山上边呢就用那竹管子一节一节的把这个水呢就接到他们家里边。
So she connects bamboos one by one in order to get water from the mountain to her kitchen.
所以有一天呢这个水就没有了。
So one day there was no water running in her kitchen.
他就沿着这个竹管子就一节一节的往上查。
So she examined the bamboos one by one.
就到了一个地方，就是说上边这节还有水，但是下边这个就没水了。
And she found that there was a disconnection of water from two neighboring bamboos.
结果他就把这个就是中间这个竹管拿出来呢，就发现这个中间呢这个竹管里面有个癞蛤蟆。
So she took off that bamboo and found a toad, in the middle.
所以这件事呢，就让他这个属灵，有很深的一个属灵的觉醒。
So this event left her a rethink of her spiritual life.
他说这个罪呢，就好像这个癞蛤蟆一样。
So sins are like the toad.
就堵住了这个上帝要赐给。人这个属天的福气
that blocks the blessings that God is giving to people.
你呢？除非你取掉这个癞蛤蟆。
So unless you remove the toad.
因为你水才能够流出来。
Otherwise the water will not run.
同样的，我们要除掉这个罪。
So similarly, if we want to remove our sins.
那么上帝的这个福气，上帝的恩典。才能够强盛下来。
Then God's blessings will come upon to us.
后来就是神就重用这个蔡淑娟女士。
So afterwards, God uses Sister Su Jian.
因为他的这个这个眼睛，因为这个眼睛他这个不能见光，所以他就是成天都要就是处在这个黑暗当中。
So although she could not see with her eyes.
所以但是他却接待了这个许许多多的人。
She hosts many people.
这回答了这个许多困惑者的一些问题。
Answered many questions from the puzzle.
他也不断的为人来祷告，帮助了许许多的人。
And guide seekers' life.
他也写了这个好几本书。
He also wrote several books.
所以就是说，我们如果不认自己的罪，那么罪仍旧在哪里？
So if we do not admit our sins, sins will remain in us.
罪就是阻断我们与神就这个来连接。
So sin is the one that, the hindrance that block us from communicating.
但是如果我们认罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必然要赦免我们的罪。
But if we admit our sins, God will forgive our sins and cleanse us because He is faithful and righteous.
他要洗净我们一切的不义，让我们与主这个连接，与主重新连接，得到供应。
And so that we can abide to God continually.
那么要看第二点，就是说，这个要常常被修剪。
And the second is to be pruned often.
那么这个圣经我们就不读了。所以那么为什么我就是这个为什么要修剪呢？
So why prune?
那么首先我们注意这个要剪去和修剪的不同。
First we should know the difference between cut and prune.
你知道这个剪树的话，剪去就是把它剪掉了。
So to cut is to remove the whole branch.
修剪呢，就是保留这个枝子，把它修理的刚好。
But to prune is to trim the branch and still keep the branch.
那修剪的目的呢，就是为了更多的结果子。
In order to bear more fruit.
因为一个树要多结果子，就要长得要均匀，就要通风透光。
So a tree must have evenly distributed branches in order to bear more fruit.
我们先看看哪些枝子需要修理。
Let's see which branches need to be pruned.
第一个就是风向长错的枝子。
So the first one is that grows in a wrong direction.
你不要知道有些树上面有些枝子呢随意乱长。
So some branches grow randomly.
就这边一样有些枝子了，但是它还要凑热闹，还要在这边去，还要再使劲往这边长。
And grow to a site where most of other branches are located.
那么这个时候呢，园丁就要过来呢，就要把它这个方向就要调整过来。
So the gardener will adjust its direction.
那怎么去调整呢？
And how do we do this?
如果你仔细观察这个枝子的话，你看见这个枝子上面它这个好些处都有不同的方向，都有这个芽。
So if we examine a branch, we saw many sprouts.
Yeah, 如果就是说，如果要是说方向让它往这边长的话，这个园丁就会在这个附近呢就剪了，让它这个。把它前面的枝子给它剪去。
So one way is to find a sprout at an optimal direction and cut the branch on top of the sprout.
因为这个前面没有这个枝子，那养分就集中到这个第一个，它就从第一个这边就出了一个枝子，这么长出来。
So after the branch was cut, the sprout will grow at the desired direction.
对，所以这个它就会朝着园丁所要让它要长的方向去生长。
A direction that the gardener planned.
所以同样的，我们在教会服事，常常是有时候凭着我们自己的血气。
So similarly, we often serve the Lord according to our own will instead of God.
按照我们自己的意愿，就像一个枝子一样，我们方向不对。
The same as the branch that the direction is not right.
方向不对，但是我们自己还不知道。
But we do not know that.
那么这个时候神就要修剪我们。
So God will prune us.
所以因为他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
Because his mind is higher than our mind and his way is higher than our way.
他又通过修剪呢，把我们引向一个正确的方向。
So through pruning, he can lead us to a better direction.
那么还有一个呢，就是说阻挡了别人的枝子。
So the second one is the branches that block other branches.
所以有些枝子长得特过快的话，那么这个时候呢，园丁也要把它折断的部分把它给剪掉。
So some branches grow on the way of others, so the gardener will also prune that part of the branch.
所以让其他的枝子呢也能够一起来生长。
So that other branches can grow better.
我想在教会，就是说我们有时候服侍，我们遮挡了别人的时候。
So similarly, when we serve in church,
我们只彰显我们自己的时候。
When we only glorify ourselves,
我们不彰显这个神的荣耀的时候。
Instead of God's,
那么主在这个时候就要修理我们。
Then God will prune us.
让这个弟兄姐妹的其他的服侍也能够顺利的进行。
So that other brothers and sisters will serve the Lord better.
还能够再次呢彰显出神的荣耀来。
And glorify God.
那么还有一个要修剪的，就是说长得过快的枝子。
And also the branches that grow too fast.
如果有些枝子长得过快，就是这个，它就吸收了大量的养分。
So if some branches grow too fast, they will absorb most of the nutrients.
所以就从而影响了其他的枝子的生长。
And then affect other branches.
如果你看一个这有一个树，有些枝子长得又大又粗，有些枝子长得很小。
So if some branches are thick and strong, while others are thin and skinny.
这是一个奇想的树，不是一个正常的树。
This is a abnormal tree.
这也不能够就是说接触这个多。它不能够多结出果子来。
And such tree will not bear much fruit.
所以这个时候呢，也就有只有修剪呢，才能够让个树呢，才能够均匀的生长。
So only by pruning will this tree grow more evenly and bear more fruit.
所以我想教会的事工也是一样。
So the ministry in our church is also the same.
如果一个事工发展的过快，别的事工跟不上来。
So if one ministry develops more advanced than other ministries,
我想势必会影响这个教会均衡的这个发展。
It must affect the overall growth of the whole church.
对，那么这个时候神也就会修剪我们。
In this case, God will also prune us.
虽然我们觉得我们很热心地为主来服侍。
No matter how passionate our service are.
我想这个在旧约，如果你看的这个先知以利亚呢，就是一个很好的例子。
So, the prophet Elijah in Old Testament is a good example.
但是他觉得他是为主大发热心最后呢还是受到这个皇后这个以西别的追杀。
Although he considered himself a passionate person for God, but he was threatened to be killed by Jezebel.
所以他就觉得就这个很沮丧，他在这个罗堂树下，他要向神求死。
So he was upset and asked God to put him to death.
他也向神发怨言。
And also blame on God.
结果神让他知道说是说没有向这个以西别屈服的先知不止他一人。
So God let him know that there are also other prophets who did not yield to Jezebel.
神说但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him.
所以神的修剪呢，纠正了他的这个错误的观念。
So God's prune corrects Elijah's thinking.
所以他认识到神的主权，他更加依靠神。
And let him realize God's sovereignty and to depend on God.
那么神就将更大的托付呢，就交给他。
So God uses him more later.
所以这个以利亚呢，最后呢，他从低谷中走出来以后，他就继续的释放神，成为一个伟大的先知。
So afterwards, Elijah walked out from his life trough and continued to serve God.And became a great prophet.
那么我们知道这个为什么要修剪以后，那么就是说我们就应该是愿意接受修剪。
So after we knowing why we need to be pruned, the second one is to willing to be pruned.
对这个，我们知道说，如果被神纠结呢，是一件好事情，对吧？
It is a good sign to be pruned by God.
说明那被修剪说明在神的眼里边是一个有用的枝子。
To be pruned means we are useful branches for God.
说神看见我们有潜力，哎，还需要更要使用我们，让我们多结果子。
That means we are potential servants for God.
但是你知道这个有修剪呢，就有疼痛，对吧
？But we know that prune always accompany with pain in our life.
所以被修剪呢，常常是我们人所不愿意的。
And we are often not willing to and do not like to be pruned.
我们不喜欢的，因为这个修剪呢，就常常伴随着痛苦，对吧
？Because pain also comes along with prune.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们被神修剪呢，我们不要忧愁，不要有怨言。
So if we get pruned by God, do not complain.
那么我们要有忍耐，我们要有盼望，我们要喜乐。
We should be patient, hopeful, and joyful.
那么神在什么地方修剪我们呢
？So in what ways God prune us?
他在我们骄傲上修剪我们。
He prune us when we are arrogant.
在我们的这个苦头上修剪我们。
Bitter.
在我们的任性上修剪我们。
Capricious.
在我们的坏脾气上修剪我们。
Bad tempers.
在我们的嫉妒上修剪我们。
And jealous.
如果你这个性格很强，偏偏遇上一个比你更强的老板。
If you have a strong characteristic, but you have a stronger boss against you.
那么就是神就让他来对付你这个倔强的这个脾气。
So God used the boss to against your strong characteristics.
神也借着这个肢体这个团契生活来修剪我们。
God also prunes us in our fellowship.
因为我们每个人都有自己的个性
Every one of us have our own characteristics.
我们也有自己的喜好
And preference.
啊，我们一个人可能还不觉得怎么样
So alone by ourselves, this may not be a problem.
所以，但是你这个弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，这个矛盾就出来了
But together with other brothers and sisters, this may cause trouble.
那么神就借着团契生活来修剪我们
So God promises in fellowship.
让我们学习怎么和别人呢和睦相处。
So that we can get along with others.
让我们学习和弟兄姐妹怎么能够互相搭配。
And learn to work cooperative.
让我们学习一起服侍，一起长进。
And to learn to serve together and grow together.
那么怎么修剪？神怎么来修剪呢
？So how does God promise?
那么。这边提到这个第三节提到就是这个今天经文第三节提到说因我讲给你们的道已经干净了
So in verse 3 you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you
那么神的道神的话就像一面镜子
So God's word are like a mirror
它能够照出我们的缺点照出我们的瑕疵
That reflects our flaws and help
能够帮助我们能够来纠正改进
And help us to correct ourselves.
我想另一方面，神的话也有这个净化的作用。
On the other hand, God's words can purify our hearts.
那么你常常读神的话，那我们的心意呢，就会渐渐的更新而变化。
If you abide to God's words often,
那么呢
your hearts will renew accordingly.
那么你的价值观，你的人生观就越来越更像主。
Our values and life perspectives will change to be more Christ.
所以这也就是神话语的功用。
So this is the power of the of God's word.
所以我们要常常勤读圣经，把神的话藏在我们心里。
Therefore, we shall read the Bibles often to keep God's words in our hearts.
做我们随时的帮助。
That will help us anytime.
那么我们再看第三个方面，多结果第三个方面就是要。常在葡萄树上。
Let's look at the third aspect. Often remain in the vine.
那么怎么能够常在这个葡萄树上呢
？So how can we remain in the vine?
我想第一个呢，就是要爱慕良奶。
So So the first one, I think, is to crave for spiritual milk.
那么枝子要生长，必须要从树中啊吸取养分。
So the if the branches, in order to grow, it must absorb the nutrients.
那么婴孩要长大呢，靠的就是母奶。
And babies want need to grow up, needs to drink milk.
我们属神的儿女要长进，就靠的就是神的话语，神的道。
We as Christians must depend on God's word in order to grow.
但神的话呢，一定要清清楚楚地写在这个上经当中。
But God's words are written on the Bible clearly.
问题是我们怎么去支取？
The question is, how do we use this word?
那么这两节圣经告诉我们，就是要有爱慕、渴慕的心。
So these two verses tells us, how to have a craving love for God's word.
如果一个婴孩他要是不渴慕奶的话，你把这个奶放到他嘴里边，他也会吐出来。
If the baby do not crave or hunger for the milk, the baby will throw the milk.
如果一个枝子它不渴慕于这个葡萄树来连接，它就是连在，就是说你连接在一起，它的关系也不牢靠。
If the branch does not connect to the main tree well, it will not grow well as well.
所以只有渴慕的心，才有追求的行动。
Only to have a craving heart, can one grow.
我们大家都知道这个David 和 Mavis 是吧，你教会的。
Everyone knows David and Mavis.
听他们讲过，就是有一次这个就是那个时候他们在谈恋爱的时候，是 David 是在纽约啊，那么 Mavis 是在 Boston。
So when they were dating, David was in New York City and Mavis was in Boston.
有一天这个很晚吧，这个 Mavis 就给 David 打电话说他病了。
So,In a very late night, Mavis called David.
可能也真的有点病了，就说她病得很厉害。
Said she was very sick.
跟 David 能不能来看她
？And asked David whether he can come to see her.
像这 David 接电话以后，然后就心里面很着急，然后就是叫的出租车从这个纽约，然后就到了这 Boston。
So David was very worried, so he took a taxi from New York City to Boston.
这你知道纽约到 Boston 这四五个小时的路程，对吧？
You know that it takes four hours from New York City to Boston.
他到了 Boston 发现这是一个考验。
But he realized that it was a test for him.
但是他还是，我觉得他说他还是很高兴，因为这个假病总比这个真病好，对吧
？But David was still happy because it was Because Mavis is not really sick.
没有病总比有病好，是吧
？Not being sick is better than being sick.
不过，我想我们当中的弟兄，你回想一下当初这个追太太的时候是怎么追的？对。
So to our brothers, please recall what you have been doing when you were dating the sisters.
可能当时可能当两三个小时都觉得不算什么。
So maybe you still felt happy for waiting for 2 hours.
但结了婚以后，可能当两分钟，可能都等不及了。
But after married, you may not be patient even though waiting for 2 minutes.
我想这个也是不是我们与主关系的这个写照
？So is this a reflection of our relationship with God?
我们回想我们当初信主的光景。
So compare the time when we just coming to Christ.
看看我们现在在主里边的情形。
And to now.
我们爱主的心是淡薄了呢，还是更加渴慕
？Is our love for God vanished gradually or increased?
如果是淡薄呢，就求主啊重新更新我们的心，复向我们，让我们重新发光。
So if it, vanished, we must renew our hearts and shine the light of the Lord as before.
再一个方面就是我们要遵守主道。
And the second one is to obey God's words.
那么这个枝子吸收了养分以后呢，要透过这个叶面的光合作用呢，才能够转化成为本身它所生理机能的需要。
So after the branches absorb the nutrients, the leaves must go through photosynthesis or conversion into the nutrients that the branches need.
所以它才能够生长，它能够结出果子来。
So that the branches can grow and bear fruits.
那么神的话呢，是我们失灵和养分，它也需要转化才能够长进结出果子来。
So God's words are our spiritual food and nutrients.
那么这个转化的过程呢，就是由我们按照神的话去做，把神的道行出来。
And also need to be converted so that we can grow and bear more fruit.
这样呢，果子就自然而然地结出来。
So that the fruits can be grown.
那么遵守主道呢，就是要有耶稣基督做我们生命的主。
So to obey God's words is to let Jesus to be the Lord of our lives.
就是我们要凡事顺服主。
Obey God in everything.
就是像主耶稣那样，叫成就天父的意思，不是成就我们自己的意思。
And follow, and do everything in God's will, not our own will.
那么遵守主的道呢，就是在神的面前能够谦卑，能够认罪，能够看到我们自己的里面的不足。
And to obey God's words is to be humble in front of God, admit your sins, and be able to see your own flaws.
就是我们要愿意接受神的修剪，我们要不断的调整我们自己，不断的长进。
And willing to accept God's pruning of our lives and grow to be better.
那么还有一个方面就是要常常连结。
And the other aspect is to abide often.
那么枝子一直与这个树干。这个连接在一起呢，才能够不断的支取这个树母树的供应。
So branches must abide to the vine tightly and continually in order to get nutrients.
才能够不断的结果子。
So that the tree can bear fruit.
所以我们基督的生命也是这样，我们要常常与主保持这个亲密的关系。
So the same as Christian life, we must abide to God often.
我们不能说我们今天靠主，我明天就靠自己呢。
So we shall not depend on God for only today, and then depend on ourselves tomorrow.
我们有矿的时候，我们就来主日崇拜啊。我们这个没矿的时候呢，我们就不来了。
We shall not come to the Sunday worship, or prayer meetings and Sunday schools when we are free.
我们有时间，我们就参加这个祷告会，就参加这个主日学。我们忙的时候，我们就不来了。
And stop coming when we are busy with life.
我们有难处的时候，我们寻求主；我们顺利的时候，我们就把主放在一边了。
We shall not come to God when we are in need and in bad times.
那么这个
What about God when we are in good times?
那么这样断断续续的连结，你这个枝子本身都长不好，更不要说多结果子了。
So this continuity of connection with God is not good for our own growth.And will not help us to bear fruit.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们长进不是靠我们自己努力。
So brothers and sisters, our spiritual growth do not depend on our own hard work.
我们是靠的是连接于基督耶稣。
But only depend on abiding to Christ.
我们的长进不是靠一时的冲动和兴趣。
And our spiritual growth do not depend on temporary impulse and interest.
我们乃是靠天天连接于主，要随时支取他的恩典和供应。
But to depend on abiding to God every day and receive God's grace.
只有这样，我们才能够多结果子。
So that we can bear more fruit.
所以我们要坚持读经祷告，有稳定的这个灵修生活。
Therefore, we must continually read the Bible, pray, and regular devotion.
我们要坚持聚会，参加团契，跟弟兄姐妹有这个持续的这个肢体生活。
We must be persistent to attend fellowship gathering and love each other.
我们要不离弃，不中断，像枝子一样与树干呢紧密的连接，永不分离。对，这样呢，我们才能够像一棵树栽在这个溪水旁，按时结果子，永不枯干。
So in that way, we can be like the branches to abide to the vine tightly and never get dry.
好，那么我们下边就唱一首这个回应诗歌。
Let's sing a responsive song.
就是我
眼睛。再来一遍啊。
是葡萄树，我们都是枝子，就是我
这个再来一遍啊！
告诉我们都是知己，就是我连接你，告诉我们都是知己。
这个不太熟，这个我们就从再来最后来再来一遍啊。那个我想想，就是第二次唱的时候呢，就是我们这个看一下第二个影片，第二个图片，就是后边有一个重复的那个括号里边，那个实际上我们弟兄唱前面那个括号里边让姐妹来唱啊，我们看这样行不行？再继续来一遍。
就是我恋恋你，
求你帮助我们
，Dear Lord, please help us.
让我们能够常常连接于你。
Help us to abide to you often.
渴慕与你亲近。
And thirst to get close to you.
坚持啊，读经祷告。
And be persistent to read the Bible and pray.
让我们有固定的灵修生活。
And regular devotional time.
让我们有稳固的。教会生活，团契生活
，and regular fellowship life and church life，
让我们的生命啊、不断的在你里面，在你的里面不断的成长
，and let us to grow spiritually in you，
让我们弟兄姐妹彼此相爱
，and let brothers and sisters to love each other，
让我们同心释放，让我们多结果子，荣耀神
，let us to serve together and bear more fruits to glorify God.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.